Well, we're kind of splitting hairs a little bit, but today's not quite as hot as the last couple of days. We hit 96 again yesterday, officially at the International Airport, second day in a row with a 96-degree temperature. The feel-like temperature peaked at 106. Today, we have a more sustained wind coming in off the Atlantic, and that will mean temperatures stay mainly in the mid to upper 80s at the beaches, so that'll be several degrees lower. And inland spots, we're talking about 92 or so up and down the I-95 corridor, about 94, 95 for far western Duval, parts of western Nassau, Baker County, northwestern and western Clay County. But in general, it's not quite, it's just a few degrees lower today. But obviously, it's still hot and dry, too. Don't see any significant rain. While an isolated shower storm may pop, it will be very hit and miss. And I'll tell you what, this sputtering dry season, wet season, rather, is being very dry. It has been very dry so far. And we really only have one opportunity for much in the way of significant rainfall over the next 5 days. So if you miss that window, you're done again until, goodness, perhaps another week or so. So tomorrow, then, your Friday will be hot. We get back into a southerly flow, so the temperatures will be several degrees higher, closer to where we've been the last couple of days. But an upper-level disturbance will be dropping southward across the eastern U.S., and as it does so, there will be an opportunity for overnight showers and thunderstorms on Friday. So while the daytime hours tomorrow look to be dry, you may hear some thunder and raindrops on the rooftops overnight tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, depending on exactly how that thunderstorm activity evolves and develops and moves away tomorrow night into early Saturday. Saturday could end up being a day where, depending on where that leftover showers and storms will be, that will be the impetus, if you will, for showers and thunderstorms to redevelop during the day on Saturday. So we'll see how that kind of plays out, but it looks like some more scattered showers, perhaps thunderstorm during the day on Saturday, still reach into the 90s on Saturday, but with some cloud cover and the potential for some showers and storms, not as extreme for the heat as it could be. And then that's going to be followed by another front late Saturday night, and that drops temperatures for Father's Day and Monday. Good news. Now, when I say drops temperatures, it just means it's back to average, which is about 90 or so. That's our average temperature right now, the middle of June. So on Father's Day, partly sunny, still a chance for an isolated shower or storm, but plenty of dry hours. Temperatures topping out around 90, only in the 80s at the beaches, and a fairly refreshing breeze coming off the Atlantic. So that's a pretty good-looking day. Water temperatures are now in the low to mid-80s, so quite warm. That ocean is inviting, if I say so myself. And then we start out the new work week with those temperatures only in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. Now, all indications are that the heat rebuilds and resumes again middle and end of next week, and we'll be back well into the 90s. So enjoy the bit of a break that while you can that we get today, and then again, especially Sunday and Monday. In the tropics, we don't have any areas, again, of any immediate concern. Weak low pressure is near Central America, but has been very near land, and that's been inhibiting much in the way of development. But as it heads to the northwest, it may get enough over water near Belize and or over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, the Bay of Campeche, for some slow and gradual development. But all indications continue to be that this system will stay well to the west of Florida, guided by the upper-level high pressure that's so dominant right now over the central and eastern U.S. We could just hope and pray that this holds through the hurricane season, because it would be a protector for us. Chances are that won't be the case necessarily, but right now it is our protector. We do have a tropical system over the eastern Pacific off the coast of Mexico, but moving away from any land areas and will not be a concern. Always more, of course, in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.